Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day. Wednesday, halfway to the weekend.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations. It's all downhill from here.
Let me show you guys sit in the chair, Andy. It's all, every time I hear this song, I think about Save the Last Dance.
Yeah.
Let me sit in the chair. Like, get out of here, man.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. Get back into a little bit of playoff conversation in the NBA as a couple, well, one series came to an end last night. Two series came to an end last night. A couple more may come to an end tonight as well. The Back Page with Bo at 1240. Do want to remind you that you need to be sure to be listening to the Steakhouse all week long for our annual Spasadel Mother's Day giveaway. Spasadel is going to give away five $250 certificates. That's a nice gift for mom.
Yeah.
Each day, including a 60-minute Swedish massage with her choice of rose or lavender body butter. If you had to go rose or lavender.
Oh, man. I'm a lavender.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I like lavender.
Yeah.
Followed by a floral facial.
Yeah.
Pamper mom this Monday with a gift certificate to Spasadel. It's what every mom wants.
Yeah. I don't put lavender on me. Let's make sure we put that in there. I don't put lavender on my.
I just say if you had.
If I had to. Lavender over what?
What's rose. Yeah, also a nice scent,
rose,
though.
I don't. For some reason, I'm not a big rose scent guy.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, but I mean, I buy my wife roses all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I just like, because my wife, I'm used to, like, I buy my wife flowers and everything. That's the deal. Like, she has to cut the stems off and put it in. And I'm not a fresh rose smell flower guy. I don't know why. I'm just not, don't like it. But she likes them, so whatever.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I would go with the lavender. Again, I don't put it on my body, so I want nobody thinking that Randy be lavendering up.
I do.
I do.
I lavender up. I like the smell.
I know, because my wife has all them good fruity smelling shampoos and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Every once in a while, I just want to treat myself.
Oh, okay.
I did find
give me that Old Spice, and then give me, when I wash my hair, just put it in there too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just double up the body wash into the hair.
I mean, come on, Andy. I don't have bounce in my hair.
I got to go Head and Shoulders just to make sure to keep the dust off the slopes.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
I do now.
I've had a little dandruff issue. Not a big one, but there was a time where it was like, oh, hey, man, I got a little dandruff.
You know what you need?
What?
I'll tell you what you need.
Head and Shoulders.
No. You need to go get your scalp greased. You ever had?
I knew it was a mistake to take a sip of coffee while you were saying that sentence.
Hey, yeah. You ever had your scalp grease?
Never had
it. It's a pretty good feel. I only had
when I had my
braids and everything.
Other parts greased. Never my scalp.
Yeah, I have my scalp greased, man. They just parted, greased. Oh, yes. Feels pretty good.
That sounds good.
What are you looking at like that, Bo? I greased my daughter's scalp because she has hair. I had hair then. That's why I just do it. Mm-hmm. Keep it.
What does it feel like? It's just.
Oh, yeah. They just parted, put a little
cold.
Grease. Huh?
Put a little
little bit. Good jelly.
I bet it does feel good.
Yeah,
it feels jelly. It sounds nice.
Yeah, man.
It sounds nice. Just think of the things like that you put grease on and what it does to them afterwards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Get some hot.
Just think your scalp.
Don't go in the sun then, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. You don't want to bake your scalp. Anyway, be listening to the Steakhouse for that. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, so, again, the news of the day is that Drake London's fifth year has been picked up by the Falcons. No surprise. The deadline was just tomorrow, so they had to do it before then. Now they have the remainder of the summer to try to get a long-term extension done. If they do that, my guess would be they'll get it done right around the beginning of training camp.
Yep.
They love to do that.
Yep.
It was 2 years ago with Chris Lindstrom. I think it was the first day of camp.
Yep.
Last year, it might have gone a little into camp, but it was A.J. Terrell,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
So that'll probably be the timeline. And now it's just a question of if Drake wants to do that now, or if he wants to play one more year in what might be a really fun offense and go back to the bargaining table with huge numbers.
Well,
now, we looked at his numbers from last year, right?
Yeah, 100 catches, 1,271 yards, and 9 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He get that again, he's going to be able to write his own ticket.
I was also looking at what they look. Now, he obviously had great games with Kirk Cousins at quarterback.
Right.
But in week 17 and 18, the final two games of the season, he had 31 targets.
Yep.
That's two games.
Yep.
Damn, 31 targets
in two games.
Yeah, yeah. He had seven catches.
I wish.
Yeah, man. He had seven catches for 106 in that game against Washington, which they very much could have won. And then he had 10 catches for 187 and 2 touchdowns against the Panthers in that overtime loss to end the season. 31 targets.
They still should be ashamed of themselves.
They should. Yes. Everyone on the Falcons defense should be ashamed of what happened against the Panthers to finish the season.
We shouldn't even said that team name. That just irritated.
They really lost to Carolina. They gave up 44 points to Carolina to end the season.
Oh my God,
that's insane. But that's why you draft four straight defensive guys.
Hell yeah! The thing with organizations, they want to resign their guys. You want to resign your guys, and if you can get them signed early before they, you know, before this 50 option kicks in, you're going to try. I'm positive there have been talks with the Drake's people about getting the extension.
Sure.
There usually is when you got a player like him. Who can develop into? Who is developing? Because he's developing to a bona fide number one starting wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so when you look at it from that standpoint, yeah, if you can get something done now, because if he has 112 and 9 or 10 next year, where CDM is at, I need to be there. I need to be in that company.
Definitely.
Yes,
and again, just from a totals standpoint, last year 100 catches.
Yes,
amazing. Almost 1,300 yards, 9 touchdowns. And that's with that huge dip in the middle of the year in quarterback play.
Yes.
So, Drake's in a good spot.
Yeah, he's in a really good spot.
Hey, second most watched NFL draft on record.
Yeah.
So,
because everybody's waiting.
No surprise. Yeah. But that's true.
Yeah, everybody's waiting to see what you're doing.
I would guess the probably Friday ratings were as good as any Friday they've ever had just because that was a huge story. Was, all right, what's going to happen here? Is Shadur going to get drafted? Ultimately, he didn't. And then folks tuned in on Saturday morning to see, or Saturday early in the rounds too, to see. But they were averaging 7.5 million viewers per day.
Yeah, I mean, when you have a polarizing player like Shadur and he continues to drop, people want to watch. And that's basically what happened right there. But, I mean, NFL draft, it's the NFL. And we always know that they always have the biggest and the biggest viewership and all those different things. So, yeah, not surprised.
The fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh rounds of the NFL draft getting that type of ratings –
it's one person.
Like an NFL, or sorry, an NBA playoff game would dream of those ratings.
Yes.
And it's crazy, the third day of the draft.
And the ratings for the NBA playoffs are great.
Are they?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, they're great.
Good, good. Andrew Van Ginkle got a one-year contract extension from the Vikings.
He's such a good player.
1 year, $23 million. Yeah, it's kind of
a weird
– that's a big number for a one-year extension.
Yes, because I think he signed a two-year deal, leaving Miami to go there. But, yeah, I mean, 11.5 sacks. I mean, he did everything that you saw that he was going to be able to do when he left Miami. He's such a damn good football player. And then he's such a good blitzing. And then you put him with Brian Flores.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's going to put up numbers. Good for him. Good for him. What else do we have?
Oh, there was other people that got prank called, too. We kind of knew that, but some of the other names had come out.
I just hate the prank call thing because let me tell you something. I'm speaking from experience. Whenever you're sitting there and you're waiting – and you're watching Doug Jolly go, and you're watching Matt Schobel go, and you're watching, that's my guy and I love him, Justin Peel go, and you're watching Jeremy Stevens go, and you're sitting there wondering why you haven't been picked yet, and somebody calls your phone, it's a horrible feeling.
Right.
It is a horrible feeling when you're sitting there with your people and your name is dropping. So that's why I said this ain't no damn prank. Unless you've been through it. Like this guy right here that's been through it. Oh, my God, I remember my partner called me.
And it wasn't a prank.
He just called me, and I lost it. Like, what the hell you doing calling, man? Oh, I don't even know what he wanted.
what could he possibly have wanted?
I don't even know what he wanted.
Hey, did you get drafted yet?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know what he wanted.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, partner called me. Like, man, get the – you know? So, yeah, that's why I said it ain't funny.
Right.
Because I've been through it.
Like, pranks are supposed to be funny, right?
Yes.
It's a practical joke.
Yes.
And this isn't that.
Yeah.
It's very, very mean.
It looks like other people have been, and you know what?
I don't think anybody else is going to get fined for it, though. The Falcons did. That was announced this morning. The organization, the Atlanta Falcons organization, is being fined $250,000 for a data breach, which is Jeff Ulbrich's computer being used to get phone numbers off of. And then Jeff Ulbrich himself, the Falcons defensive coordinator, is being fined $100,000 for this situation. So, I assume that means they know that all of the prank calls numbers were attained from this, right? This was an isolated data breach.
Well, 40 minutes ago, Schefter put out a tweet, said the league is still looking into other draft week prank calls that they say are unrelated to the Falcons and Shadur Sanders.
Now, I know the answer, but it's not this simple. Like, how do you solve this problem? Problem is, Don't be mean. Mm. Don't prank call people. Don't be a jerk.
Yep.
That's obviously not realistic scenario. What can the NFL do to make sure this doesn't happen anymore?
I don't know.
You know?
Because you, I mean,
FaceTime.
This iPad, he didn't leave it on the damn martyr.
Right.
You know what I mean? He didn't leave it at damn at Roscoe's.
A hacker didn't access his network.
He left it at his home.
Right.
Probably in his office and went and did something.
Right.
And that's the thing about it. I leave my phone out all the time. My phone's all over the house. My iPad's everywhere. By the way, return the iPad. City boys.
No surprise.
Yeah. But you know how I am about returning stuff. I was so embarrassed. Like, not embarrassed, but kind of shame. Because I was like, because the same guy was working there that sold it. And so I was like, hey, I was like, yeah, I need to return this. Was there a problem? I said, well, if you consider my other iPad started working a problem, then that, you know.
Yeah, there's nothing to be worried about there.
I don't know.
I don't like returning stuff
I don't like
either.
Stuff. I just felt.
But that's a reasonable time
to
return something.
But I just felt so. Yeah.
Like, I've had to go to the return aisle at Home Depot with, like, boxes of screws.
Yeah, remember this.
That I didn't use.
Yes.
Remember the lady counted them out?
The screws.
And she was like, there's one missing. And I was like, no, there isn't. I swear to God, I didn't open it. She was like, you can't return it. There's one missing. And I was like, well, okay. I'm going to keep it. Maybe I'm going to need this inch and a quarter screw someday.
You never know when you need an inch and a quarter.
But I will say, you are doing your job.
Yeah.
You are really committed to this job because you counted out all 200 screws that were in this box. And I guess there's only 199 of them.
Yes,
so that means somebody.
Was it a Rain Man situation where she just poured it out and she's like, one short?
Nope, it wasn't.
She just opened the box on. Okay.
It wasn't the Rain Man situation.
Dang.
It was a very, very slow process of her counting to 199.
How much was it?
I don't know how much a box of screws is. It was like $17
okay,
or something like that.
You know what? Keep the screws and keep the 17.
Well, that's what I got to. But like, because I bought them literally earlier that day, and I was like, oh, it's the wrong size. Let me go take them back. And she was like, let me count them.
Can you buy that size screw individually for like 8 cents?
No.
Where can you go? Because I need one screw.
Yeah.
I would have bought one and put it back in the box and then handed her the box.
I need Andy's. No, seriously.
You can't.
I need one screw. And I can't find, I mean.
You got by 200.
Whenever I need nails or screws, I call neighbor Bob. Hey, Bobby, I need the screw right here. He doesn't have this size. I just need one screw.
Yeah. So somebody went into that Home Depot, needed one screw, took it out of that box, put the box back on the shelf, and then I bought it later, and then I was accused of being a ne'er-do-well.
I bought a blue tin.
Which I am not.
I bought a blue tin. You saw that blue tin in my house?
Uh-huh.
I bought that morning. I'm afraid to take it back. I don't need it. I just bought a Georgia one.
Take it back.
I don't want to.
Take it back. You don't need it.
I know.
You used it. So what?
I feel bad.
It's fine. They'll be fine. Where'd you buy it from?
People.
They'll be fine. Arthur Blank says it's fine. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some NBA playoffs. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.